Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jamie and Stoney, 97.1, the ticket this weekend at the Balkan American Community Center on East Big Beaver Road in Troy. Big sports card show. Chet Lemon will be there tomorrow from 1 to 3. Sunday, the headliner and a Hall of Famer. Ladies and gentlemen, number 47, Jack Morris will be there from 11 to 1. And Jack joins us on the Troy Laser Hotline right now. How you doing, Jack?
I'm doing way better than most people could even understand.
I imagine, first of all, the call, when you got it, who made the, where were you, and did you think you were ever going to get it?
Well, I wasn't expecting it. I was in Orlando, actually Lake Buena Vista, Florida, down at Disney World to be a part of the winter meetings, baseball winter meetings. I've done that for several years now with MLB.com. And I was told by the people in the Hall of Fame a few weeks ago that if I did get elected, expect a call sometime between 5:15 and 5:45. And I was in my room, and 5:30 came and went, and 5:35 came and went, and it was 5:45, and I was just about ready to go out and face the press again and let them know how appreciative I was for everything. And the phone rang, and it was Jane Forbes Clark, and she welcomed me to the Hall of Fame, and it was beyond words as far as emotions. You know, I wasn't really expecting it, and it's just been an emotional roller coaster for me ever since. But so much love from so many people, and I just want to share it with all of them because I never felt I deserved this on my own anyway.
Everyone always, you know, talks about, you know, they dream to be a professional athlete, be a great ball player. Does anybody ever dream of being a Hall of Famer?
Oh, I'm sure people have. I mean, I don't think that's out of the ordinary to dream it. You know, the fact is, you gotta earn it, and you gotta work hard at it, and you know, someday maybe it comes your way. You got to remember, it's an award. It's nothing that you can do other than show the world that you're one of the top 1% of all time.
Going in with Tram, what does that mean to you?
Well, it's the best of everything. You know, Alan and I go way back. We started our careers together. We played 13 years in the big leagues together. He's one of my dearest friends, and you know, without him and Lou and many other my other teammates, I wouldn't be getting this award at all. And you know, we talked for many years here because we weren't making it with the writers, that how cool it would be someday that we go in together, and lo and behold, it all happens that way. And I guess even though it's been a journey and a long time coming, it's certainly worth the wait to be able to go in with Alan.
And we're joined by Jack Morris, Hall of Famer Jack Morris, I should say. Now, a lot of the fans around here, because you guys, that 84 team was so good, kind of felt disrespected because except for Sparky, nobody got in. Do you think that this, you know, kind of not only makes you feel good, but I'm telling you, the amount of joy that Tiger fans have that both you and Tram got in, that finally one of our greats is from this team got in?
Well, I only know that there's been so much support over the years in Michigan, Tiger country, for me and Alan and probably Lou and somebody on our team. You know, we've all talked about why aren't we represented better. And, you know, Michigan fans, Tiger fans have been really loyal over the years. I sense it. I hope they feel a sense of relief like I do. I certainly want to share it with them because I know that they were a big part of all of it for us. And, you know, it's just a time to celebrate. I mean, what the heck? We're all in this together, and you know, Tiger fans are amongst the best of all time. They've been patient, and you know, so what if it took some time? Look at what happened on Sunday.
Yeah, and you were around. I mean, you were here from 1977 to 1990, and during that time, you know, with the Pistons, the Bad Boys. I know you became friends with Lambeer. You guys were on the Red Wings. Got good with the Probert and Koser and all that kind of stuff. It was kind of cool being a Detroit athlete around here. Billy Sims was there for a while during that time as well.
Yeah, I couldn't have been better. I got to know most of those guys you mentioned very well, and you know, there was a lot of camaraderie amongst different sports. Proud of it. You know, we understand the Motown feeling, the working class heroes is what I call them, and how the rest of the country perceived Detroit in a, you know, in a maybe not so elegant way, but we knew what they were all about, and we're proud to say that we're from Detroit, played for Detroit, and you know, I think most of us athletes all felt that way.
Have you signed the ball or any autographs yet before you do so on Sunday with HOF yet? And if so, who was the first one? Because Tram's first one, he told us, was Al Kaline.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I haven't signed any yet, and I'm going to sign the first one to my three boys. And I'm going to hold off until after July 29th, because until I know there's a plaque hanging in Cooperstown, I'm just going to be superstitious and say, you know what, we can all wait a little while.
It's not a dream, it's reality. You got the call, Jack. And also,
well, I know, and I've been told that I can go ahead and sign him, but I'm just going to hold off. It's just me. A part of me doesn't ever want to sign that, because I've signed hundreds and hundreds of autographs, and I don't want to belittle those people that don't get the HOF.
Also coming up this summer, the Tigers announced that you and Tram's jerseys will be retired August 12th when the Twins, one of your other teams, of course, come to Comerica Park. Tram almost thinks that's almost as special, maybe for him because he played his whole career here. What's that going to be like to have your jersey retired and number 47 on the wall at Comerica?
You know, we both played at Tiger Stadium. We never played at Comerica. And at Tiger Stadium, there was never any shrine. There was never any banners hanging up. You never saw number 6 and all those Hall of Famers across the wall. You never saw the trophies. The statues. All that wasn't a part of Tiger Stadium because it was so nostalgic. You got to remember, Ty Cobb and Gehringer and those guys played there. So, it was a nostalgic old stadium. When they built Comerica to celebrate and honor those guys, you come in there and you look at the numbers on the wall. Sparky Anderson made that, Ernie Harnwell, and all the greats out there with statues. And I understand what Tram said, and I can't even hardly believe it, because for as long as Comerica be up, and quite honestly, as long as Tigers around this planet, we're going to be remembered by our numbers being retired.
A lot of people will remember you, Jack Morris, even though it was only 1 year playing for the Twins, for Game 7, the shutout, the complete game, World Series MVP. Is that your favorite moment?
Well, it probably is my crowning achievement in the game. You know, I look back fondly at a lot of the great memories we had in 84 and all those years in the 80s with Detroit. But I couldn't imagine any game being more significant than the one I pitched for the Twins. And, you know, I was able to kind of bring my best to the biggest moment. And, I've never been in the zone the way I was in that game. I never had a negative thought. I was able to endure it all. And we ultimately came out on head in front of my hometown team, you know, a place where I grew up. And so, yeah, it was probably the greatest game I ever pitched.
We talked about, you know, you had to wait 15 years with the regular ballot, and then you get in now. If you had to figure out why you had to wait, was it the 3.94 ERA that the sabermetricians didn't like? Was it, let's face it, you had some difficulties with the media for a time? I mean, I didn't even realize that you didn't talk to the press for some part of the 1984 season until Roger Craig told you to, quote, grow up and get quit the boycott. You had an incident with a female reporter or intern for the Free Press and all that. Do you think any of that stuff contributed to why you weren't in?
Well, I'm a believer that time heals everything. And, I totally acknowledge everything I did wrong at those times in my life. And I really don't believe in my heart of hearts that the writers held a grudge for that. I think I was caught up in the battle between old school, the eye test, and modern analytics. And I tried to explain it in my press conference when Al and I were introduced that, in a way I felt like it was unfair to either one of us to be thrown in amongst a discussion between people that had a difference of opinion based on analytics, because we never played under those terms. They were not a part of baseball back when we played. And yet, because it evolved, and the world does evolve and things change, I understood it. And I never wanted to be the poster child for that tug of war between everybody that says, you know, these numbers like war, whip, and, you know, all the other crazy stuff that goes on matter. And, you know, I know it's a way to evaluate, especially for people that never saw us pitch. But, you know, I just had to accept it. And I realized that there was people pro and con all the way through. And I never once felt like, well, I have to sway this guy or this way. I felt, you know what, this is the world we live in. People are entitled to their opinion. And if they think in their heart of hearts that that wasn't worthy, then so be it. And, you know, I have to accept that. I'm the one that has to learn from it. And I think I did. And ultimately, you know, I got the award. I got the honor. And I'm shocked by it. I'm still humbled by it. But I think the generation that I played with were the ones that really determined my destiny. And they got it. They understood what I was about.
Well, you'll be at the Sports Card Show in Troy this weekend, Balkan American Community Center. You'll be there on Sunday from 11 to 1. Chet Lemon will be there on Saturday from 1 to 3. Jack Morris, Hall of Famer, congratulations, great honor, and everybody, all the Tiger fans, very pleased for you and celebrating this week with you and Tram as well. And we'll see you back in town shortly.
Thanks so much. I just want to say I feel pleased for them. You know, we're in this together, and I get it. I get their support over the years. I just want to hug everybody. It's awesome.
Thanks, Jack.
You got it.
That's Jack Morris, Hall of Famer. Jamie and Stoney, 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.